Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code?
My zip code is 30329, and I didn't hear your name. Sorry.
It's Arterius.
Arterius, okay.
Mm-hmm. You said 30329.
You got my name, Marianela Noya, and my zip code is 30329.
All right, thank you. One second, please.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am. I'm sorry. I want to make sure that I heard you correctly with that zip code. Can you verify it for me one more time, please?
30.
Mm-hmm.
329.
Thank you, ma'am. And your name?
Marianela Noya.
All right. I did find the account, Ms. Noya. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
1406 Westchester Ridge Northeast.
All right.
Brookhaven, Georgia, 30329.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right. And this was going on. The account was created on the March 5th, 2022. With that shipping fee.
It was done in... March the 5th, and I have a name that I don't recognize as a charger. It has a telephone number, but it has a jovial something.
So
you use several names. So that's the problem with you. You change to other things in other names, and we don't remember the names we don't know. Okay, can you tell me what is that about?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, this account was created March 5th, 2022 with a shipping fee of $59.89. And this what it's for, ma'am. When you enter into that contest for that Dyson, it stated that the account will be billed for other offers. And that offer
is it for somebody else's offer? Is that what you're saying?
I said again.
I don't know what is that for. So can you tell me again?
Yes, ma'am. No problem. No need to be sorry, ma'am. When you enter into that contest for that Dyson, right? That Dyson vacuum.
It was supposed to be one of the awards that I got from somebody. I don't know if it was Best Buy or who, but it was an offer not to buy. It was an award. And
right.
I pay for the shipping charges.
Right. And if you win, that's how they'll get it to you. And it stated that the account would be billed for other offers. And that offer was that meal plan app that came through to the email. And that app focuses on real food to boost energy.
Oh, so I did get something else. Is that what you were saying?
Yes,
ma'am.
That I
get something but I have not got anything.
It should have come through to your email.
In my email? What it was supposed to come into my email?
It's an app that was billed to the email. And that
what was supposed to come in the email? Sorry. It's information about what I was getting?
Yes, ma'am.
And what it was supposed to be that? I don't know. I have no... From that name, I don't have anything.
Yes,
Jovial,
ma'am.
Jovial Capital, I have nothing related to that name. No email, no text, no nothing. Only my invoice, my charge in my credit card. That's all I know about Jovial, is that.
All right, ma'am, I want to make sure that I'm hearing you correctly. So you're saying you didn't make these charges?
I didn't make that one. No, definitely no. I don't know the name of the company. I don't know what it's supposed to be paying $59.89.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I really, I'm totally out.
All of this,
and
ma'am.
I never ordered the vacuum. I was accepting a war that was supposed to come for something I won.
Right.
And
that
I was supposed to pay only the charges, you know, like shipping charges.
Right. That was.
I don't have the shipping charges. I just have the charge for $59.89.
Right, which those shipping charges are inside of that. And this is due.
But I mean, I don't even know. I have never got anything.
Yes,
ma'am.
I
have never got a vacuum cleaner. I have never got anything.
Right, because you were in a contest to win that vacuum cleaner.
No, I didn't. No, no, no. I was not in a contest to buy that. I was given an award, and they gave me several things to choose from. And I choose from that. I know. I choose some vacuum that's called DS or something like that. That
right.
is like a broom, you know, but it's
Swift,
a vacuum.
A Swift, right. And when you entered into that, when you signed up for it, you got to read over it, ma'am, because it stated that the account would be billed for other offers. And that
It didn't say that. It didn't say anything about that.
So
believe
what's
me,
the charge for?
You get the award does, you know, different things that you may get into, because they give you several things that you can choose from. It was the one that I chose was that, and I have never heard from that again.
Right.
Okay?
And yes,
not even
ma'am.
By the name of the company, not even by the name of the item, nothing. I got just today a Jovial Capital that charged me $59, and I don't
right.
even know what for.
That's a merchant name. The Jovial, that's a merchant name. And I'm
trying
to...
Oh, it has to be some.
Right, right.
I don't
this
have
is
anything
from, Bikes,
from them
so.
Or nothing mailed to me.
Right.
Nothing given to me. So
do
I don't
see,
know that name. First time
see,
I see it.
Do you see anything from Bites Hub? Bites with a B as in boy, I-T-E-S, Bites Hub?
No, no. Nothing like that. I have nothing there. The only other thing that I have here is ice cream. And I have also a brain science from Boston that is a Cerebro, that is a pill to get a better head. I have nothing else. I don't have that, whatever you are spelling. Nothing that looks like that. So I would like to just... First, I didn't receive anything. Second, I never did it. Third, I don't even knew what that company was for. So I would like to have it taken out of my account, credit it back. Well, I don't know if you handled that company, but please do, because I will dispute it.
All right, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please. I'll look into that, Ms. Noya.
It is terrible when you get those things like that, because you don't distrust everybody. You know what I'm doing? Anybody that sent me that I have an award that I have to choose from, I'm canceling the information. I am taking away the message and deleting the message. I'm not even doing anything. That's
right.
What it comes to it. Because every time that you do something like that, you get into something that you don't want, something that is totally opposed to what you would like to have, and it's not worth it.
Yes, ma'am. Understood, ma'am. I did want to... Can I use my one-time courtesy code?
I'm sorry?
Can I use my one-time courtesy card and get you 50% of that $59.89 back in your account, ma'am?
What would you like to do? Simplicity. That was the card that was used for that thing.
A simplicity, all right, man. But like I stated, I can get you 50% of that $59.89.
No, no, 50%. I want the whole thing, or I'll dispute the whole thing.
All
I'm not
going to
get it for 50% of something I don't have, something I never received, I never ordered. I'm being swiped out here for that. So I'm not going to accept that. I'm not a two-day-old person. I am a 50-some-year banker. So you are not going to do that. So
well,
you
give
me the whole money back to me, or I dispute the whole thing, and I have all the right to do it because I have never got anything from you. From that Jovial, whatever it is, I have never got any, not even a paper.
I was telling you that it came through to the email, but give me one second.
No. I'll dispute it, period.
I understand,
ma'am. I have
ma'am,
the right to dispute it.
Ms. Noya, I promise you, ma'am, I'm handling your account. I'm just trying to answer you some questions. I'm canceling you out and stuff, but I can hear you keep saying I didn't receive
it.
Yes, ma'am. And I was just trying to tell you that it did come. It just came through to your email. Yes, ma'am. But give me one second. I'm canceling you out. I'm looking into the refund, ma'am.
Cancel that thing because it has never come here. I should have had a long time to get it.
All right.
From March the 5th.
One second. One second, man. One second, ma'am. All right. Ma'am, we were able to get the account fully refunded. My supervisor went in and used her courtesy code for you today and got the account fully refunded.
To be refunded, yes.
Yes, ma'am. You were fully refunded that $59.89.
Please do, yes. I thought that's supposed to happen, yeah. Thank
all
you.
Right.
I appreciate it.
All right, and I got your cancellation.
It's not right. Otherwise, it's not right. So, you know, you never did it, never done it, never received it. You know, this is not something that I have to pay for. So go ahead and do it the way you know how to do it. And please refund those $59.89, I think it is, yes, $59.89. And believe me, but this system has cost that I am not going to accept no from nobody. It doesn't matter who they are. Anything that says you are worn shoes here or shoes there, you have 10 things that you choose from,
mm-hmm.
and just choose one because there is other people that need to be awarded. Really? I am supposed to be awarded back my money.
And you were, ma'am. And you will see it back
yeah,
in your
thank
account.
Thank you very much. I would like to have your name so I can, if there's a survey or anything question, I can say that you were kind enough to hear me and to actually do the right thing.
Yes,
so may
ma'am.
I have your name? You said Sartorius?
Yes, ma'am. It's A-R-T-E-R.
Oh, no,
A.
No,
yeah, H. It's A. It's A.
A-R-I-O-U-S.
Yes,
yeah, Arterius.
Yes,
I,
ma'am.
More or less, no.
Very good. Yes, ma'am. It's Arterius. And I did want to let you know that all our calls are on a recorded line, and they are monitored, I'm sorry, from time to time by my superiors. So, yes, ma'am, I'm pretty sure that they would hear the compliments, and I thank you.
No, it is the right thing to do. Let's put it that way.
Yes, ma'am, and I thank you, ma'am.
I'm an honest person, and I'm an honest a banker. I was an owner for 51 years. I was an owner's banker. I am not going to ruin myself or my
right.
name or something like that. Okay?
Right. Yes, ma'am. Totally understood. And I got your cancellation code before you go. Would you like that?
Yes, please. I will.
All right. Very well. Just let me know when to go ahead and proceed, and I will. And I get it to your email.
Oh, you email that to me?
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Which email did you use?
All right, let me make sure if I send it.
Let me, you know, because I changed my, some time ago, I changed my email, but I don't know who I got who's, you know. And I just didn't mention my email to you, or I did. I don't think I did. But
all
anyhow,
right.
If you
all
tell
right.
me where do you send it, I will be happy to find it.
I got M-O-N-O.
Perfect, that's it. That's correct. M-O-N-O-A-Y-A 17
yes,
at hotmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, that is it. And no, you are fully refunded. Your cancellation code is C, as in Charlie.
E like...
No, ma'am, C.
E like in Charlie, go ahead.
92
04
67 411.
Okay, let me do it. Charlie 9204 67. 411.
Yes, ma'am. That is right.
Thank you, Mr. Arterius.
Yes,
you are very, very nice and very,
you
know, Actually, it was a pleasure that I got you instead of somebody else.
Same here, Ms. Noya. And I do thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. I apologize about the inconvenience, but you were fully refunded, and that cancellation code guaranteed that you wouldn't be billed anymore in the future or at all, period.
Yeah, no, it is, you know, very, very hard to trust people here.
Yes, ma'am.
I have been really learning, and I have been here in this country 51 years. I am American, you know. But,
yes,
I mean, it is very hard to me to believe that this is almost a general situation. It's like a virus in this country.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But we, you know, it's a couple people here that God used to salt the earth, ma'am. So, you know, we got to help each other. So you will refund it, ma'am. And your cancellation code.
And I thank you for it.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You very much.
Yes,
and if, believe me, if I ever see that thing coming through my door, I will call you back and get it back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
But surely it will never come in.
Okay. You won't see
thank
it, ma'am.
The millionaire series.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. You have a good day,
what
ma'am.
What do you got in it? That was from the Greek things.
Ma'am.
That is a Greek name.
Yes, ma'am. My mom's friend. She my mom's friend named me, but she still hasn't told me how she came up with it. She just said she had a special name.
Oh, she still haven't told you.
Yes, ma'am.
I seriously might have been reading something about Greeks, history or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's pretty close.
No, that looks so close to it that it's almost, my mother, when she put my first name,
mm-hmm.
she was reading a book from a Spaniard author that, and contemporary at the time. And it was that name. And she said that one of her daughters will have had that name. And I was the lucky one.
Wow, yes, ma'am.
I like it. It's a nice name.
Thank you.
I will
like
kill her for
also,
that.
Hey, don't. It's a nice name.
No, it is a different name. It is not too common. That's what I most like about it.
Yes, ma'am. It's not. And, you know, the difference is the good thing about it. You know, you want to be different from other people. I can tell you're a nice person.
Well, at least the word, when they call me and say, may I call you Maria? No.
How do you pronounce it, ma'am?
My name? Marianella.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes. That's nice. Marianella.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. That's a
beautiful
name.
Can I ask you to call you Maria? No.
I know.
Maria was every service lady in my house, in my company, in my country,
mm-hmm.
that was called Maria. So I was not going to accept Maria instead of Marianella.
Yes, that sounds better anyway, Marianella. I like that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I like
thank
that.
Thank you, Atreus.
Yes, ma'am.
And have a nice day.
You too,
and
ma'am.
Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am.
And I appreciate it. So I'm reducing that amount from, you know, right now from my bill, and I'm going to pay them the difference, okay?
Look, you were fully, the whole $59.89 was refunded.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Exactly.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
You promise that, and I trust you now, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling the customer support.